AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Day one of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago will focus on President Biden's record. The AP's Sagar Magani reports the president speaks tonight.
He's got a longer record of accomplishment than we could possibly celebrate tonight.
But Delaware Senator Chris Coons, a Harris campaign co-chair, says the DNC will try. Organizers say tonight's session will include everyday people, elected officials, and the president himself.
You will see a very proud president.
Biden advisor Cedric Richmond says the president will list his own successes and, like the statesman he is, pass the baton to Kamala Harris, who will accept the party's nomination Thursday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former President Donald Trump has started Democratic Convention Week campaigning in York, Pennsylvania.
Very simply, Kamala Harris is an economy wrecker and a country destroyer. Our country will be destroyed if she gets in.
Trump will attempt to undercut the Democratic celebration with a jam-packed schedule that includes daily events in battleground states. Flash flooding in Connecticut has killed at least two people. James Tomasini is at the National Weather Service.
We had numerous reports of closed roads, flooded basements, water rescues, roads washed out.
As much as 10 inches of rain fell in some parts of western Connecticut. There was flooding in parts of New Jersey and New York as well. Captains of a Boston tourist duck boat rescued a father and son from the Charles River today after the toddler tumbled into the water, followed by his father. British tech magnate Mike Lynch and five other people are missing after their luxury superyacht sank during a freak storm off Sicily. Lynch's wife and 14 others were rescued. Lynch was acquitted in June in a big fraud trial in the U.S. One body has been recovered so far off Sicily. This is AP News. Phil Donahue, considered the king of daytime talk, has died. He was 88. More from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Phil Donahue was a trendsetter in daytime television, having a guest and a studio audience, popular with women in the 60s, and becoming a springboard for the likes of Oprah Winfrey, Montel Williams, and Ellen DeGeneres, talking about controversial topics.
I believe daytime television is closer to the street, less pretentious, more sassy.
Donahue was a radio guy, bringing his show to TV in Dayton, Ohio in 1967.
We've lasted 29 years.
Ending in 1996, Phil Donahue was married to actress Marlo Thomas, who had appeared on his show in 1977. He called it love at first sight. He leaves behind five children. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.